What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
That's it. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Tampa Bay's number one award-deserving show. This is the Spike on the Mic Show. We are at some undisclosed locations. We are the U, R, and the C, which is undisclosed remote centrals. And that applause you heard was recorded audio studio audience, because we don't have studio audiences. So it's 7 o'clock on a Monday. You know what that means. It's time for the Spike on the Mic Show. Number one, I already said that. But running the show is me, but I also have what we like to call the resistant fighters. So let me introduce the resistant fighters. Man is putting the visuals in your eardrums. He is the man known as PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am so excited. I can't wait to experience what you have ready for show number 400.
Biting off. Why are you biting off? Okay, so we're here, people, for one reason and one reason only. And he is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's thinking about only one thing. Unmuting.
Nice.
I bet that was...
This is going to be a great show, yes.
You're Luxtable, yeah. Speaking of Luxtable, this man here, he knows a lot of things, but he really don't know a dang thing. He is Bill William Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like disgust and despair to a... Just like the fan of a major university that would lose to a school named Oral.
Too soon, Joker. Yeah. Too soon. You know?
Oral Roberts?
Yeah. We're right next to those praying hands.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Are they? There's a statue of praying hands for real?
Oh yeah, right there in 81st and Yale, or 81st and Lewis, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I don't understand that. But let's keep it moving. So let's go ahead and talk to the man who's usually on assignment, but right now he's assigned for us. He is the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking? As he just froze right there at that one moment.
That's perfect, yes.
Oh, perfect man. Timing.
Well, wow. While the Gas Man is de-thawing himself out, let's go to our crack pack of research assistants. That is the one and the only, Billy's. Miss Billy's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like glue to a kindergartner's lips.
I just think, yeah, don't they use paste nowadays?
Paste, whatever. Paste, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
I used to love eating paste. It had a minty taste.
Who did?
I mean, what?
No, I'm saying you are, according to the Voice of Reason, the only kid on the panel resistant fighters, because you sitting there have a PlayStation 43 or something over there, and you're looking at it and loving
PlayStation
it.
PlayStation 5.
Five. The big
can't wait
5-0.
To get back to it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you in about 20 days. You'll have a 43 by then, or whenever the next one comes out. So, yeah, they do that. But, all right, so we'll continue on with the show as Gas Man continues to thaw himself out, because he left us. Oh
there he is.
With a great look. But so
there he is. He's here.
We were asking him how he's sticking. So, Gas Man, how are you sticking? You got to be kidding me.
Is he frozen again?
Is he playing on purpose?
He's just a still...
He looks
picture,
good, though.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, he'll join us as soon as he gets out of the closet, wherever the hell he is. So let's go ahead and continue on with the show. Like I say, the number one award-deserving show, Spike on the Mic Show, and we are going to get straight to it. So let's go ahead and talk to
Our sponsors.
Our sponsors. That's an interesting thing. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And Chase Elliott didn't even finish the race. So no fried pickles.
All right, hold on a second. Everybody freeze. Don't nobody do anything.
Oh.
Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I'm sad because Duke is not in the tournament.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to freeze again.
What was that all about? It happened twice.
Hey, gas man, would you rather not be in the tournament or would you rather lose to Oral Roberts in the tournament?
Ooh, not being in the tournament. Yeah.
Who's your team? Schmutz?
Me? Schmutz?
Yeah.
I didn't pick one. My team lost today, actually, but they lost to the number one overall seed. So
who lost to Oral Roberts?
Oh, Florida did.
Oh my gosh. I know a lot of people that are not happy about that.
Wow.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I think I know a few too.
Yeah.
Maybe your host.
It really. But Billy, did you hear how Smiles answered that question before we get on? You said, who's your team? He says, I didn't pick one. We lost today.
Right. Which one?
If you're asking, anyone was going to ask, but if you're Oklahoma, you'd rather lose to Gonzaga, who's hasn't lost in 2 years, as opposed to Oral Roberts, the school that basically has a televangelist as your mascot.
I dig how you trying to spin it. But the question was, who is your team? And you said, I didn't pick one. I didn't pick one.
Well, the tournament, I really don't care who's going to win. You did.
You keep bringing it back to me.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we told every Sunday night? It's all about you?
But when I'm asking you a question, we're definitely asking you a question. Who is your team? The answer is
we're college basketball. They don't care.
You like Oklahoma, so just stop it. You like Oklahoma. Everywhere they go, you like Oklahoma. That's the answer, Billy. He's an Oklahoma fan, and I don't know what they did. I guess they lost today.
Oral Roberts is in Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we don't have to bring up Oral Roberts. Okay, we know we heard about that. All right. Jeez, where's Oral Roberts? Let's get this out of the way. Where's Oral Roberts?
It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, there you go. What's their mascot? The Preachers?
Well, it's technically the Golden Eagle, but when you think of Oral Roberts, you think of one guy. Give him money or God's going to call him home.
Y'all don't send me my donations. The good Lord is going to call me home.
Yes.
All right.
He said that on TV.
We're losing audience right now.
We are?
All right. Good job. There we go.
All the Florida fans, they're going to go give money to not give money to Oral Roberts so that way he dies. He's already been dead for a few years.
Okay, good. Well, not, I mean, all.
Oh, now you're wishing death on him because they beat your team. Good job.
Well, listen, if you haven't lost all our callers and listeners, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. And in my notes, the next thing I'm supposed to say is, PW, is that we talk about three things.
We do? Really? All three things?
Yeah, we talk
everything.
About where we talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right, there we go right there. See, that's what they play. I was going to bring up an Oral Roberts story, but that's not even. I'll leave that to Smuts. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We are the Spike on the Mic Show. We talk about those three things, and my next item on the list is to talk about the cow chip news of the week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man, this is not good. This is really not good because I closed down. Yeah, couch. Okay, couch up news of the week. And like I said, sometimes the couch up news are funny, and sometimes they are educational. Well, this couch up couch up is about tea bags, the ones that you drink. What? The tea bags, ones you make tea and put sugar in.
Oh,
did you guys know that?
You're sure now that's the kind of tea bags we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yes, really.
Tea bag the noun, not tea bag the verb.
Yeah, really. So through many U.S. associates, everybody always thought things that the British invented the tea. Well, Old Corn Trier, in 1908, an American inventor invented the pure tea bags. Let me start it over. An American inventor invented tea. A New York merchant man, he used to sell tea because tea, you have to give it to you in leaves and clumps of leaves, and you would take it and put it to a strainer. Well, he was a salesperson, so what he did, he packaged those in little tea bags and gave them to his clients, and the clients were, instead of opening the bags up, they would just dip it with the bag in the hot water.
And perfect.
Voila, the tea bag was invented by an accident, and the British people thought that we were being snobs and wasn't doing it until World War II happened, and they found out how portable it was to use the tea bag. So cow tip news was the tea bags were invented by an accident by an American merchant sales guy.
Steve's holding his hand up.
Oh, I'm gonna see. Go ahead, Stevens.
They were invented by David Lipton.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't David Lipton.
Alfred Tetley.
Didn't he do Inside the Actor's Studio?
That's right.
The man name was Nestle.
Tipton, I think.
Nestle, darn it.
That is your cow chip news of the week. Now, next on the agenda, ladies and gentlemen, I always try to educate and inform the resistance fighters and our listening audience with a big A word of the day. Here is
the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh.
All right. This is the big word of the day. And so I'm going to give it to you. Now, you guys, if the resistance fighters know what the word is, just say, I abstain, or I can't say it, because we're going to give you the answer at the end of the show. So everybody listening out there, you guys have to stay on pins and needles and listen. I'm going to play it three times. So here is the big A word of the day. And it always, here we go.
Prevaricate.
Prevaricate.
Prevaricate. Prevaricate.
Prevaricate. All right. So resistant fighters, do you know what that word means, PWs?
I probably do.
Okay, Billy's?
I don't think so.
All right, and Gas Man?
No idea. Never heard it before.
Voice of Reason?
I absolutely do. It's to go canoeing.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really? And William Smuts, prevaricate. You know what that word is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the big SAT perfect score on the vocabulary on the SAT.
No, I didn't completely get the weather wind related one he did last week, but I was off on that.
That was literally the only word that you didn't know exactly the meaning of.
But you came close. Really close.
I would be Pinocchio if I told you I did not know this one.
There you go.
Okay,
totally confusing.
All right, so at the end of the day, we're going to go ahead and tell you guys what the big A word of the day is. So with that, without further ado, I think it's time for us to do topic changing music.
Oh, my God. We're starting a topic right now on the Spike in the Mic Show.
I like to call this topic here, I know Bob from Bob's Barricade is happy.
I know Bob from Bob's Barricade is happy.
Right.
Well, is he an Oral Roberts fan?
Say what?
Is he an Oral Roberts fan?
He must be.
He probably.
Lord is going to call me home.
He probably is. Well, the police in Burbank, Washington, they were on a drug ring because there was a ring of
Spike, drugs. You,
there was a ring of stole people stealing stuff. What's that called? A ring of theft. Yeah,
stealing barricades.
There were a ring of people stealing catalytic converters off cars, and everybody knows what catalytic converter is. There was those little mufflers that they weld onto the bottom of your car to make your car that you put your muffler on to stop it from making all that noise. Well,
yeah,
that had some high metal content because people were stealing them, and I guess they were chopping them up and reselling them. Well, the police detectives went to this one guy's house. Why is everything going wrong? Going to this guy's house because they had heard that the victims were, he was one of the people that was stealing the valuable metal. Well, when police went to Dustin Allen Bushnell's home, 30 of Burbank, Washington, they also went and found that he had a 400-pound metal playground slide that he had stole from the playground. And
oh,
he was basically going to chop that up and wood, chop that in, and sell it.
Was it made out of copper or something?
It was a metal playground
slide. Your playground slide.
Yeah, but that's usually made out of like aluminum. Who steals aluminum?
No, they're not aluminum ever. They're like stainless steel.
Yeah, so I guess.
Aluminum would not work out in the weather.
Aluminum doesn't rust, does it?
It doesn't rust, but it oxidizes a little bit and gets a chalky exterior.
Oh, okay, which is not good for sliding. Huh?
It's not good for sliding.
Well, the catch to the story is homeboy stole this 400-pound playground slide, and he installed it in his kid's bedroom.
That's where I'd put it.
Yeah.
You know.
But the second part of this story is they lived in a mobile home.
Damn.
So he put a 400-pound playground slide in a mobile home.
Yeah.
And eventually when the police went to go find his catalytic converters, they said, well, something doesn't belong here. And so he was arrested for that. But he was arrested for theft. And I do a thing called That Ain't Right on another station here. But what's not right about it is he was charged for stolen property of the slide, but not the catalytic converters.
Yeah, who cares about those? They just smell bad.
No, people care about those. A friend of mine literally just had her catalytic converter stolen last week.
Are you serious?
And I am absolutely serious. Chopped out of her car. She's a nurse that works in a hospital in Tampa. And it's either Tampa or St. Pete. I can't remember, but she's a nurse. And she went into the parking garage of the hospital, started her car, and couldn't figure out why the hell it was making such a loud noise. And then realized that someone had chopped off her catalytic converter, like literally a week ago.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Those things, you have to solder them off, right? You have to be welded on.
Yeah.
They're not easy to cut out of the car.
Well, that's strange. Did any other people in the garage get their catalytic?
I don't know. I just know that she posted it on there that she got it. And then she posted her car, like she started her car and it sounded like the worst, oldest car that like didn't even have a muffler. That's
like
what
a
it sounded
pool,
like.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I have a Cadillac converter.
Yeah, that's right. On the bottom of your car like a Nova, and then it turns into a Cadillac.
It turns my Japanese car into a Cadillac.
Oh, snap.
There's like three precious metals or something like that in a catalytic converter, or three elements that are in a catalytic converter that like on the black market would be worth several hundred dollars.
Unobtainium?
Not unobtainium. That is a fake metal that was made up by James Cameron in the movie. on the planet. What's the movie? Avatar. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Unobtainium is not a real substance.
What's this thing that the Captain America shield is made out of? Gas.
That is also a fake substance, and that.
What are you talking about?
Gas man would know, won't you? Aren't you a nerd?
Yes, I am a nerd. I know the answer to this question.
Okay, gas man.
Vibranium. Vibranium.
What's the substance from where all the colored people are?
Wallanda.
Yeah, that's vibranium.
That's vibranium?
It's very expensive.
From Wakanda.
Wakanda,
yeah.
Thank you. I was like, that's not the right place. Wakanda, vibranium.
Wakanda.
But yes, there's vibranium, unobtainium, and platinum in catalytic converters.
But what's stronger than all of them is Wolverine's skeleton, which is made of adamantium.
Adamantium. That's stronger than all
of them. That is correct.
Yes.
That's stronger than all of them.
Man. So you can get that all from a catalytic converter.
Wait, hold on a second. Gas man.
Yeah.
Wolverine's stuff is made out of what?
Adamantium. Adamantium. It's not real, but it's an indestructible metal.
Hold on a second. You have to clear that. You didn't have to clarify that.
You didn't have to say it's not real.
Yeah.
That ruins the whole story.
It's real to me, damn it. There's actually one movie that comes to my mind right now. You talk about all this stuff.
Is it
Austin Powers? Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Yeah, really. I mean, Billy is really showing her alertness, and Gasman is fighting with it.
No!
I'm not fighting with it. I'm with it, man. Adamantium. I'm a Wolverine guy. X-Men.
Adamantium. Not to be confused with Adam Ant.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a music artist, yeah.
Yes.
Two different things.
No, he was
one's a person
hero.
Who one's an 80s like new wave rock star, and the other one is a fake
don't say fake
metal. But well, the
don't
one
say
is
fake.
Yeah, why do you say fake?
Indestructible metal.
You know, it's like you
that,
know something.
That, Wolverine's like the claws that come out of his hands are made.
His whole skeleton is made of adamantium.
Adamantium.
Because his claws are actually bones, and when his skeleton got converted to adamantium, it covered the bones in adamantium. So
he knows his shit.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff.
Okay, I'm pressing the button.
Yeah, you probably should.
Sunshine Ice, 7.
Well, I don't have any idea. I don't know how to. I mean, that was just part of a story. I don't know where adamant came into this, but
thanks, Billy. It makes my my job, you know, much more difficult in the morning.
Good.
10 minutes of figuring out where to put the beep.
Doesn't that mean we can all say it now the rest of the day?
No. Please, no.
Yeah, let's do it all at one time.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Oh, thank you for not saying it.
All right, well, beep, beep, beep. That was the end of that little story about Bob's Barricades being happy because, full disclosure, as a Ute, I stole the Bob's Barricade. That was one of the greatest, dumbest ideas I've ever had. I stole the dang thing and put it in my bedroom.
Didn't like every boy in the world steal a stop sign at some point?
Hopefully not. That's
hey,
really
Spike,
dangerous.
Did you have one with a flashing light on it? Did you get one of those?
Yes, yes.
Because when I was in the Army, a buddy of mine stole one too and had it in his room. And the Junction City police came to our barracks and questioned everybody.
Nice.
Because there are pictures. I have a picture with the thing in the background with the light flashing.
It doesn't have an off switch. It just on until the battery.
Yeah, it just blinks. Yeah, you can't turn it off.
So I was like, okay, this was a great idea for a second. Then I got it into my room and I was like, okay, how am I turning this dang thing off? So we threw coats all over it trying to, you know.
I think that's the only way that you can turn it off because it's like a solar panel that powers it, right? You'd have to, like, keep it from, I don't know. Yeah. Did that work?
Yeah, we threw our coat on top of the light. Couple coats. So
you can take it apart and take the bulb out, too. You can do that. That's about it.
Man, well, I don't do that anymore, and so I don't steal big 400-pound slides either. But that was that story there. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Okay, now it's time to have an actual topic, not a topic like adamantium or one of those other fake things.
I'd like to call this topic here, Let's Be Totally Clear about what they ask.
Let's be totally clear about what they ask.
Yes. Okay. You guys will be happy to know or unhappy to know that in Spain, that Spain's lower parliament has now approved the law to support legalized euthanasiums. Where
euthanasiums?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Euthanasium?
Yeah.
Is that opposite from a gymnasium?
Yes.
Euthanasiums. What happens in a euthanasium?
Yeah.
That's a situation where you are free to die at your own will. You can pay somebody to kill you.
Yep.
So I think it's against the law in America. Well,
it is.
Is it? I don't know. Well, the Spain Parliament said, today we have become a country that is now more humane, fairer, and free. Said the British, no, the Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez. He says, euthanasia.
Yeah, that's a British name.
It was widely demanded by society, and now it's finally become a reality. Now, question to the resistance fighters and any listeners out there. Is euthanasia legal in America, and would you guys participate in it?
So it's euthanasia. Euthanasium apparently is the gymnasium.
Where you kill yourself.
That's where they go to do it.
So it is illegal in the United States.
It is?
It is.
Yeah, some states it's legal.
In some states it is?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not legal in any state. No.
What'd you say, boys?
State is legal.
What'd you say?
It's not.
Let's hear it.
You totally made that up.
No, wait.
I'm going to look it up.
Let's hear what he has to say, because every time he talks, somebody talks.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with anything he says.
Euthanasia, I think, is legal in Washington State, and euthanasium is legal in Wakanda.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, okay, so let's just go to it. What is your opinion about that? Gasman, how you feel about euthanasium?
I think if someone is terminally ill and are suffering, they should have the right to end their life if they decide to do it.
Mm. All right. Smuts, what do you think about that?
Well, you don't read chat, do you? So trying to get back in here. I think you're asking the question is, what do I think of the metal euthanasium?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. All right. Well, as you sit there and ponder your answers, let's keep it moving. PW, what do you think about it?
I don't believe in it.
Really?
You want to explain your answer?
Oh, well, I've never seen a euthanasium, so I don't believe in it.
Okay, time out. Okay. What the heck is the word? Euthanasia?
Euthanasia. But what you're talking about is like assisted suicide. But that's sort of a different thing. Euthanasia is like what they do to dogs that are unwanted and they stay in the pound for a year and nobody adopts them. So the dog.
I'm going to change my thing then. I think assisted suicide is legal in Washington State and Wakanda.
And Wakanda.
And Wakanda.
All right, so just to clarify this, what is the difference than what Billy is saying?
I mean, it's a form of euthanasia, but it is assisted suicide is like somebody who's terminally ill and decides to end their life without having to like go through the pain of.
Right, I got all that, but
it could work in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the guy I was thinking about. So he did it for a while, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, but it was 100% illegal while he was doing it.
He actually went to jail for it a couple of times, too.
Yeah.
Correct. But I believe they're correct that it is assisted suicide is legal in a few states.
Oh, look at the boys. Look at the big brain on stage.
That's why we're here. But again, you just don't assistant killing, it just don't call euthanasium.
That is not the only form of euthanasia.
Euthanasia is illegal. That's when you euthanize somebody else without making them make the decision themselves, I guess.
Talking about young people in China?
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Youth in Asia.
Yeah. Young so people suicide for people that are terminally ill, that's what you're asking about, right?
Yes.
No, I'm asking about if, as Gasman said, if somebody suffering and they don't want to live like this, they should be able to die.
That is assisted suicide, because they typically don't just put a gun to their head. They ask a doctor to give them morphine or something.
Okay, so
By the way, I am willing to assist Steve.
But you got to go to Wakanda or Washington State. You can't do that.
One of the two. Yeah. I would prefer Wakanda because that's a really nice vacation spot.
PW, you would cry like crazy.
Oh, I would. I would, it would hurt me deeply, but I'm willing to help you.
Okay. I'm going to read this sentence right here.
Okay.
Spain has passed a law to legalize euthanasia, becoming the fourth country in Europe to allow people to end their own life in circumstances.
That's very nice.
That's assisted suicide.
I might learn Spanish.
You would do that for me, Peter?
I would.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane.
So the moral of the story is, only person who won't do it is probably me. Wait a minute, back gas man, I'm thinking you won't euthanize yourself either, will you?
I don't think I would, no.
Okay, let me ask you, I'm going to give you a scenario, Spike. Say you get in a car accident you become a quadriplegic, meaning you can't move anything below your neck. You can move your eyes and you can speak and that's it. And somebody has to help you go to the bathroom. And, also you're in pain all the time. Would you want to continue living? So then why are you against this?
Oh, well, maybe you just lawyered me. I'm for it. I'm for it, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys remember the basketball player, Sean Bradley, 7'6"?
Yeah.
The big one. He was hit on his bicycle from behind, and he's now paralyzed from the neck down.
He the guy that was in Space Jam, right?
I think he was, yeah. So can you imagine living like I couldn't imagine living like that. He's an ex-professional athlete.
You had Superman who was beaten by a horse.
Christopher Reeve,
yeah. That's why I don't mess with horses. A horse killed Superman.
Honestly, is this a Spike on the Mic topic?
Yes. Oh, by the way, Spike, I dearly love you, but I'm never gonna wipe you.
I'll wipe you, Spike.
You will?
Come on.
Damn, he's such a better friend than me.
He's such a brown noser.
You have to move your nose first, Steve. You have to move your nose.
I mean, we're all laughing about this, but it's a serious thing that could happen to any one of us.
Right, and so what we're doing is we're all – that's why the topic says be careful. No, let's be totally clear about what we're about to ask.
Yeah.
So I think
– okay.
Given the scenario that Billy offered, I think I might try it.
Or if you're terminally ill, you have a form of cancer that you really can't, that's very painful, and it's going to be sort of agonizing for a year before you actually die.
Now, on the other hand,
you have the right to just go ahead and end it now.
No, Billy, that's a better scenario, because if you're paralyzed from the neck down, you're probably not in pain.
On the other hand, I would hose Gas Man down.
Thank you.
But you would hose Gasman down, but you wouldn't wipe Spike.
Exactly.
Now, Spike, would you consider euthanasia? Let's say that you did what you had to do to win an Oscar. You were five finalists, but when it came down to being announced, you were disappointed because someone else had to, or someone else won it.
Yeah.
And knowing that you had done the thing.
Sure, yeah. That could have got you there. Yeah.
Would you consider euthanasia at that point?
Yes.
No, he would try twice again next year.
No, for that, Smarts, I would just become a better actor.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm a better actor.
Are you up for an Oscar this year?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Anybody got one?
Maybe just swallow.
Oh.
Not right now, I don't.
Oh,
I
should have to press the button for that.
And no, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't have to. We didn't discuss anywhere.
I know.
Those that know what Spike would do are hitting their own dumb button right now.
Spike, what's the right answer on this?
Yes. So, okay. I never asked you then, since you want to get off this topic. Given the situation that somebody said, I don't know whether it was Billy or Gasman, would you opt for the youth thing?
Youth and thing?
Youth in Europe?
Yeah. Would you? Yeah.
Voice?
Would you? Wait, youth in Asia.
Yeah, I think, I honestly think they do it all the time anyway, but yeah, I think it should be legal. Why should you throw somebody in jail for doing the right thing?
But you have to make sure that the person that you did the right thing to, that's what they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
Speaking of which.
That's the slippery slope.
Wasn't there a girl who was, like, paralyzed for a long time? I think she was in Florida.
Eric Shiva.
Yeah, and she wasn't paralyzed. She was
brain dead.
And the family wanted to basically, or no, the husband
somebody wanted to
unplug because she wouldn't have wanted that, but the parents wanted to keep her alive.
Yeah,
and okay. I don't remember the outcome, but I think she passed.
Yeah, I think she died.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of brain dead, can I swap? If I could swap brains with a gas man, I would do it in a second.
Oh, that's so nice.
Hold on a second. Why?
He knows everything. He pulls up stuff just like that. It's amazing.
He was talking about superhero stuff.
He knew Shivo's name. God,
he did know Shivo.
And I had a discussion with my daughter. If I'm ever in that position, I told her to just pull the plug. I don't want machines keeping me alive.
So Dad had a similar discussion with me. PW had a similar discussion with me, and he told me that when he passed that I should just take him out with the garbage.
Yes.
I know, he said that before. Yes. He said that before. Leave him on the curb.
He is dying to get put to the curb.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, right?
Just put me in the can and wheel me out to the curb.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I got to ask, Voice of Reason, is that legal in Washington and Uconda?
I believe there are states where assisted suicide is legal.
In Washington and Uconda. Yeah.
To put PW on the side of the road.
Uconda.
No. Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Well, we've talked about that enough. So that means we got to go ahead and do topic changing music.
My word. We've had so many topics this evening, and yet here's another.
All right. Oh, damn. I'm looking at y'all. All right. This topic I like to call just nope.
Just nope.
Nope. All right. Billy, this is probably something that's right up your alley here.
Okay. Uh-oh. It sounds interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, there is a TikTok person. What do you call them when you're big on TikTok or big on social media?
Like a TikToker. You're an influencer.
Influencer, yes.
That's it. I hate that.
A
TikToker.
TikToker influence.
I had a vaccine against that.
She has 11.6 million followers. And she said, this is what you guys should do. and people follow her and take her advice. They said, this is what you guys should do. She TikTok to herself sitting on your toilet backwards, had her phone, a laptop or something propped up, had snacks and eating a drink, saying, this is how you can enjoy yourself while you're doing it on the throne. It's easy. You're essentially pooping backwards so you can eat snacks, stream TV, and have the best of both worlds. You all have been doing it wrong for so many years now, and so this is how it should be done.
I can see that, you know, because you've once you turn around, you've got the tank right there, and you have a sort of a table that you can put stuff on.
That you can set up your phone on so you can stream while you're pooping.
Oh, that's so great.
You can sit there jamming and pooping. Now, I'm thinking this is a unanimous decision here that this TikTok per influence is cuckoo, right?
No.
No. Cocoa Puffs.
I guarantee you I'm going to try that the next time I poop.
Yes.
Dude, you know, you got to have a streaming service. Well, I guess you have an iPad.
Well, no, just the position.
I've got a bowl of soup.
Well, actually, I just looked it up, and apparently she said this so you can eat at the same time as you're pooping.
Oh, yeah. I've always done that. Yeah.
But how much easier would
it
be
if you
turned around?
One hand and, yeah.
Oh, but PW, do you do it on the toilet or at the dinner table?
Both.
I'm never going to my parents' house again.
Oh my God.
I can hardly wait.
So I want you guys to think about something. So you know how when you're pooping, there's a smell, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Not me. Okay, yeah. So your poop doesn't stink.
No.
So if there's a smell, that means there's particles.
Yeah, in the air. Yeah.
Right? So what you're smelling is particles of poop.
Yep.
That's touching your olfactory receptors.
She is so correct.
In your nose. So then if you're eating while you're pooping, there's
ruining
in the air that's on your food.
Now, though, you are
really ruining this for everyone.
And you are exactly just kind of thinking, this is what Phil Collins was thinking about when he wrote In the Air Tonight. Something in
here. I can feel it.
Oh, yeah. When he smells, oh, Lord.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm gonna say this: who among us? Because I'm making a general assumption that nobody's out here is gonna try that. Maybe except for the voice. Voice.
I've been waiting for that moment all his life.
Yeah. Oh my life.
But it's a great idea. I'm gonna at least try it once. Who wouldn't try that once?
So you want to eat while you poop?
No. I'm not. Forget the eating part, but just doing it backwards.
Why?
I mean,
okay. Like I
why
said,
not?
But you know, when he does it, it will be the first time. It'll be the last time.
Those special stools for you while you're pooping that you put your feet on, so your knees are up above your thing, so you're squatting over the toilet.
More natural, yeah.
That's how those porta potties in Japan are. Basically, there is no seat; it's down on the ground, and your knees are up in the air.
And then they're down there.
Oh,
yep.
Well, I got two things to say. I'm sure the next time y'all go to the restroom, y'all gonna think about it. At least look at the toilet and say, I know I'm going to think about it. I probably won't do it.
Oh, Spike, you're going to do it.
I'm going to look at it hard, though. Yeah. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably going to try it. gas?
No. It's not even possible because the rim around the seat is designed for a specific reason. How are you going to wipe the other way around? There's no room to get your hand back there to wipe.
What?
It's not going to work.
I was going to ask you bathroom etiquette stuff, but forget it. And the second thing I want to say about that, I got the coughs on the way.
Okay, so Gas Man, you're going to try it with just, you're just going to let the white part go.
I don't have a bidet, so no, I'm not.
But who's he? That's the girl to help you do it? Is that what that is?
You know what a bidet? No, good Lord.
Like it's a date, my bidet. My date.
Bidet. You don't know what a bidet is?
It's like a bidet.
John? Never mind.
All right.
For all washing right. Your backside.
And the second thing I want to say about that is, one of y'all mentioned Japan or China. Smiles, did you do that?
People asking for the youth in Asia, but I said...
Somebody said China people. Got it.
The on the ground.
Oh, yeah. No, I did. Yeah, in Tokyo. In Tokyo, that's in how Japan. Sorry, yeah, Japan.
This isn't a cow chip, but it could be one. Because I was told, and I don't know if it's true or not, and this is not being racist, that Chinese people, they can keep their foot on the ground, their whole foot, their toes and ankles on the ground, and squat down in that squatting position, whereas not Chinese people, when they squat, their heels come off the ground.
What?
Yes. That is that because you see a lot of Chinese people, they can squat.
Now,
like,
now,
not a
now
whole
both of them are going to try. Yeah. You have to have your heels cannot come up off the ground.
Yeah, is your heels off the ground? Gas Man, is your.
Yeah, but you're holding on to the bed. You have to now show your feet.
My heels are on the ground.
Oh, see,
Gas. I couldn't see Gas. I don't know, Gas. Your heels are on the ground, weren't they?
Heels are on the ground, and he's not touching the. He's show your hands, yeah. Not touching
yeah,
the bed.
He can do it.
Okay, he's Oriental. Okay,
and the voice is wearing that hat that allows him to do it.
Yeah, really.
It changes his center of gravity.
Yeah, I actually went. I did. Now that I tried, and I was unsuccessful. But you know, who knows. Whether there's an ancient Chinese myth or not, but
I was also an athlete when I was younger. So,
okay.
Right. And he's fit like me. I'm a big tub of goo, so if I try to do that, I'd probably just fall over.
No, as a woman, a female can do that easier than a man. You'd be able.
No,
to
No, I'm way my center. No, I there's these two things in the.
Yeah,
I'm
I know, but forward. It's forward. It's just
I would fall
for that.
Forward.
It's perfect for that, though.
No, you know? Then my heels would come up.
You know, you won't fall backwards.
Nah. Yeah, all right. Well, this is a little exercise, a homework you guys can do amongst yourselves. All right.
I just did it.
Yeah, you did. But I need to see you in person to do that because I think you
were. Okay.
Great. So Gas Man and I are going to be spotting next time we all get together.
Serious.
That'll be a great visual, man. It's going to be awesome. We get some good reactions out of the people.
Really. All right, let's get this last topic in before we end this award-deserving show.
Here comes another topic that has absolutely nothing to do with squatting.
I like to call this topic here, maybe they should write these down.
Maybe they should write these down.
Y'all know about that old adage about there's unwritten rules, like in baseball.
Oh.
Are there unwritten rules in football? In sports?
Sure.
Like football. Well, you know, in baseball, they have the unwritten rules. Well, there's also unwritten rules in just being a human person,
yep.
Human being in society.
Yep. That's true.
And I got a list of these unwritten rules, and I was just wondering how you guys feel about that. Here are some unwritten rules that either you guys hate or you participate in. One of them is like, the unwritten rule is you don't propose to another person at somebody else's wedding. Is that true?
Yes.
I've never done that.
You don't go to somebody else's wedding with a date or somebody then propose to the other person because that takes the shine from the wedding.
Yeah, sure. You've never done that, Dad, because I don't think you proposed.
No, I pretty much did.
No, you didn't propose. You got pregnant.
Well, that too. But there was a proposal early on.
Yeah.
And
what are we going to do now?
He was like 16.
I know.
I think when he proposed to my mom for
yes,
the first time.
It's true.
Yeah, but it's not that's not what he proposed.
Yeah, he proposed.
What happened was.
I'd like to press the button. Here we go.
caller. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hello, Jonas.
Uh-oh. All right. Caller, how you doing? We pressed for time. Jonas. What's going on your side of the world?
I'm trying to reach Jonas.
Jonas?
No Jonas here.
Every time I call you, you answer the phone. Is this that radio show again?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly who it is. Jacob. Hey, how about this? Who is you again? What's your name again, sir? Or ma'am?
Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob. Okay, you the guy with all the ladders, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just had to throw that in there.
Hello. That's very funny. Jacob's ladder. I like that.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Are you doing comedy now on stage?
I'm shy. I can't do that, Jacob.
Oh, neither can I. I'm terrible at it.
Okay.
I was calling a friend, but I'd rather talk to you.
Oh, so, all right. So let me ask you real quick. We're doing a topic about unwritten rules. And here's what unwritten rules we're talking about. If you cancel an appointment with a friend, it's your responsibility to reschedule. Do you do that?
Absolutely. Because you're the same premise when you cancel appointment with doctor, right?
Yeah, no, this
is what
a friend. I mean,
it's up to you to call and reschedule, is it not?
You should reschedule with your friend.
Right, you must call and reschedule with your friend. And if he doesn't answer your call, well, then, you tell him, bite me.
I have a feeling that Jacob doesn't have any friends that aren't doctors.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Hey.
I wonder, too, yes. Why, you need proctology exam?
I could use one.
I can help you. No, I can't help you, but I have a friend that can.
Yes.
All right, and here's the last unwritten
rule. He's really into his work, if you know what I mean.
I heard you. Last unwritten rule by humans is you don't stop and have a conversation in a doorway. Is that that's among all of us? We agree on that?
Oh, I wish that were true.
Are you coming or going?
But my Italian family will stop and have a conversation every 2 or 3 feet.
Wherever they are.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Wherever they are.
Saying goodbye, he's right. Saying goodbye takes about 3 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The best way to eliminate that is have conversation in revolving door.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, Jake. That's a good idea. All right, go ahead.
I just say that's, if it come off top of head. So I don't know. It's just that's how I think.
Yo, okay. And how about this one? This is something that probably burns everybody goats. Is do not leave your shopping carts in the parking spots. Is that an unwritten rule right there?
Yes.
Yeah, it should be, but people do it anyway.
Yes. Right, so write these things down, right? All right,
people are lazy and they don't want to. How long does it take to put cart back in that stupid thing that takes up 2 parking spaces?
Yes.
35 seconds.
Yeah.
Not only that, I can't fit the shopping cart in my car. Otherwise, I would just take it with me.
Yeah. You can do like I do, take bungee cord, attach it to back of car, and drag it home with you.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
I never thought about that.
Right. So, Jacob, before I let you go, I have to ask you this. Do you know what this word here is? So listen carefully. Do you know what this word is?
Prevaricate. Prevaricate. Prevaricate.
It is something I do late at night when people aren't on around.
I love you, Jacob.
Really? No. So Smots is the only one on the cast that said he knew what prevaricate means. So Smots.
I did.
Oh, you did too, Voice?
Yeah, it means go canoeing. I absolutely know that for a fact.
No, that's totally wrong.
That is not correct.
No, it could be just like the you away people when you can do the killing them. Wherever them people, Smart said, I mean, Voice of Reason said, it wasn't Uruguay, it was Wakanda. Hey, so Voice, I mean,
Smart.
Smart. What does
prevaricate
mean?
Yeah, I already told you. I said if I would be telling a Pinocchio if I said I didn't know what it is.
Right, but what he wants you to now define it because it's
lying in kind of an exaggeratory way or just kind of a deniable way, but it's lying.
Oh, not telling it. Yeah, well, yes, I didn't get that Pinocchio reference, but it is to deviate from the truth.
Yeah, in a canoe.
True. You could do it in a canoe. That is true.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm speaking rolling. Of which, I must go prevaricate some sausage. It's on the grill.
All right.
Well, good luck, Jacob.
Have good night. Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling. So I guess you can't prevaricate in canoe voice. You can say, I am pedaling. I am rowing, or whatever they do in the canoes, right?
That's what you do.
you do that. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we was able to pull through it, even though you wouldn't believe it, that I was a little under the weather, but you know, that's what
you sound under the weather.
That's, you know why? I cried like a baby last night.
Oh. And
why did you cry like a baby?
Because Oral Roberts.
Are you under the weather? Are you self-induced under the weather? Or are you under the weather like COVID under the weather?
The first one.
Oh, it's self-induced. Yes. Got it.
Self-induced, yeah. I tried to get rid of all the white cans in America. But
oh, I know what that means. Yes.
Blue ribbon.
No.
It means
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Yes, definitely. With Pabst. They, I don't go in this temple, baby girl. That doesn't go in this temple here at all.
Is it still a temple today?
And I'm not. What'd you say?
Is it a temple today or is it an outhouse?
Oh,
it's really all we talked about today.
Oh,
but I know I'm gonna try something when I do. So we're gonna go ahead and prevaricate and get rid of this thing here. So we're gonna go around the room and ask Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
Euthanasium.
Euthanasium.
Yes.
Is that like a YMCA?
It's something.
PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Oh, that Schmatz thinks there's something in the air tonight.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was a pretty good one on there. Speaking of Schmatz, what stuck with you tonight?
I don't think that there's any amount of wiping that will eliminate the stain that this show is.
There's no way to wipe away this show. Yes.
Are you prevaricating?
No, well, believe me, I am fully non-prevaricate.
Listen, I know that word now. I'm gonna use that a lot, so y'all just get ready.
Oh yeah, I'm 10 to 1. You say it correctly 1 time out of 1,000.
Yep, I'll take those odds.
1,000?
Yeah.
1,000.
Why you say like out of 10?
Because you still haven't said euthanasia correctly tonight, and you've only said it like 28 times.
And we've all said it to you 20,000 times, and you still can't say it right. Say the word euthanasia.
Euthanasium.
Thank you.
All right,
YMCA.
Next.
Yes, man, what stuck with you tonight? It's still
the two of you sick freaks are actually going to try to poop sitting backwards. What is wrong with you?
I'm going to do it. With you people? I'm going to do it. Yeah. No, but I really
that's
like the idea.
That's three of them now.
That's three of them. What is wrong with you people?
Gas, man. Come on, man. You know you're going to sneak it in.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You know he is. He is.
Yeah. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Two things. Anything that ends with EM comes from Wakanda. And everybody is going to sit backwards. Everybody within the sound of my voice is going to sit backwards on the toilet.
I just don't think anyone on this show can get their knees around the bowl. Or the tank, excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Knees around
actually, that is a bigger problem for you, Schmatz, than it is for me.
You're going to have to be like spread eagled on their thing just to get your knees not to hit
the
table.
No, you will. I don't have to worry about bumping into the wall with my knees.
Oh, I see why. But yeah, because you long with it.
He's very short.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I ain't think about that. But Gas Man can do it because he's Chinese or Oriental or whatever the word you're supposed to say.
20 seconds.
You can squat down there and put your feet on the ground and go down.
What stuck with you tonight, Smut? I mean,
is the word.
Spike.
Oh, look. 10, 9, 8.
Yeah. I had a great stuff with me.
I'm stuck with him.
I'm out. Ladies and gentlemen, Spike on the Mike Show, and we are out.